B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy MLK Day, Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. After the big championship game weekend that saw Andy Reid get to the Super Bowl.
Get some water.
And it was a great game by the Chiefs. They looked down at Patrick Mahomes. Is just a marvel. I know people are tired, I guess, of all the accolades that are heaped on Patrick Mahomes, but it just doesn't get any better than what he's done. He is incredible. I don't know what else to say about him other than how he plays the position is so unique, so 2020, and so devastatingly unstoppable. Tennessee has a really good defense, and they can't shut that. That offense is lethal. It's absolutely lethal. I mean, the only thing that's really stopped him is the dislocated kneecap. And then he comes back, and then, you know, he's again Monty. The way he throws the football with just incredible strength, accuracy, the way he moves like a video game, yinging and yanging like he is, controls his own joystick. It's unreal how he plays the position. And they're just flat out nasty, and they're good. And, that game happened yesterday, and then Andy's up there. And I actually felt like a rush of emotion, like a happy, look at this. This is what a moment for the guy, right? Like, he's back in his Super Bowl after all these years, after all those playoff, come close. And he's back in his Super Bowl. And it's funny. I always judge things because my cousin and I always, we talk all the time. And because we're both sports geeks, I judge a lot of what we, how we do, what we talk about. And his reaction is usually on par with the audience. And so he sends me the first text and he says, "Real happy for Spags. ... Not so much Andy."
What?
And it's funny because I got this Chiefs sweatshirt that Spag sent me, right? And it's really warm. And I don't like wearing coats. And if I'm walking around in sweats at all, I have this Chiefs sweatshirt on. So I wore it. It was warm. It was cold this weekend, so it's a cozy hoodie. So, I was really wearing it out of warmth, less a statement. And yet, it was like a thing. And everybody, every time I had it on, people are like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Nah, it's just like warmth, whatever." Eagles aren't playing, so I thought it was safe to try it out. And a guy says to me, "I hope he loses." And it was like this nasty vitriol. And it's funny because my cousin says, "Happy, real happy for Spags, but not so much Andy." And he goes, "I know I probably should feel differently." And I hear all the vitriol. Here's my thing. Forget about, I'm a little different because obviously I'm a little closer to the situation. But the minute the Eagles win the Super Bowl, any kind of, and I understand this reaction, he couldn't win it before the Eagles could win it. Like, you don't want him to win it if the Eagles haven't won. But since the Eagles have won, who cares? Right? Like, just from a human standpoint where you say, "Hey, the guy's been chasing a long time. He's got a million wins. Throw the guy a bone. Let the football gods, let him win. What's wrong with that? And there's still a lot of people that harbor resentment toward him. So obviously I want to know how you feel about that. And it was interesting because the two games, the quarterback play was the polar opposite, right? The Niners don't even need Jimmy G. Don't even need it. Don't even need Jimmy G. 6-for-8 in an NFC championship game in 2020. Is that unbelievable? But you know what's amazing? Is that the Packers were exactly who they were. When the Eagles beat them on that short week on the Thursday night Lambeau, what happened? They ran all over them. And it's funny because the following week, the Packers played the Cowboys. Do you remember this? And I remember thinking, oh, geez, Dallas is going to kill them. Because all they're going to do is run Elliott. Well, they don't run Elliott. And the Packers win the game. And therein lies why Jason Garrett is now with the Giants. It's unbelievable how that stuff works out. But we got Chiefs and Niners Super Bowl. So we'll talk about it. And we'll get into it. I got the Monday 5 for you. MLK Day, big day of basketball. So let's take a look at the NBA today because it's a big NBA day. We're going to be, we'll have you until about 2:45 today, right before Sixers at Brooklyn. It was a good weekend because Sixers got some wins, bad teams, but it was a good win. Good wins. Bulls, Knicks, it's all right. You got to win those games. Feel good. You actually win on the road. Good morning, Chunis.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
You saw me in the parking lot this morning.
I did.
This is my weather.
Yes, this is not my weather.
I took a nice deep breath.
Yeah, you got out of the car, you went.
And you looked at me.
I went,
like,
you're sick.
Yeah. It was a good weekend. Good weekend. Great football weekend. The second game was kind of disappointing. I know
it was
scored
bad game.
In the second half.
It was a bad game. Like,
It was awful. But that first game was exhilarating. And you talked about the tale of two different quarterbacks, Mahomes and then Garoppolo, just the statistic-wise. But it's a tale of two offenses in that first game. It was Chiefs, quick drives, 2-3 minute drives for touchdowns versus the Tennessee Titans.
The video game offense.
Yeah, the 8 to 9 minute drive. And it was funny. Jim Nantz said at one point, I think the Chiefs were about, I think they were in their 4th minute of a drive and they ended up scoring. And Nantz goes, this is long for a Chiefs drive, 4 minutes. Because they average, their touchdown drives are usually between 3 and 4 minutes.
Yeah.
They crossed the 4 minute mark because they ran the ball a little bit. And Tony Romo pointed out it was because Andy Reid wanted them to go back to man. They were playing a zone offense, so they started running the ball. And as soon as they switched to man, that's when they started going downfield again. But, 4 minutes was long for them, for the Chiefs.
Amazing.
People were probably bored at that point.
Amazing. How about how the Niners bulldozed that Packer defense? Like, we were talking about the run game, but they got them with their outside zone runs. Yeah. Like, they couldn't stop them.
I thought it was going to be close because I thought Rodgers was going to be a little bit better. He was awful in the first half.
Defense is good, dude. Their defense is legit.
This is going to be a fun Super Bowl.
That defensive front against
Patrick Mahomes.
Their linebackers are ridiculous.
This is going to be a fun Super Bowl.
Richard Sherman. You got Richard Sherman out there. So that defense is no joke. It's a really good defense.
I'm sorry. It's unfair to have Tyreek Hill on your team.
Then you got Mecole Hardman waiting. You can't even play him.
And the Eagles had Alshon on one end. They drafted Arthego Whiteside, slowest wide receivers you could find.
That's one of the questions that we want to answer today, which is how far are the Eagles from the Super Bowl? What do they need? What do they need to get us back to the Super Bowl?
Speed.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right, we got lots to get to today. It is Cuz Radio with the Chunis. We're just getting started. And right away, I look. Uh-oh. I think I'm in violation. So we'll get to all the calls, all the stuff. Get you set. Little NBA. I got a Monday 5 for you to throw by you. See what you think. Here's the number, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It is Cubs Radio with the Tunis. Let's talk about 4 for 4 casino of choice. Parks Casino, that's right, in Sportsbook. The line's out for the Super Bowl. So let's go to the Parks Sportsbook app. You can either go to parksportsbook.com/PA if you're an Android user, or download the app from the iTunes store and check it out. Here we go. The Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite for the Super Bowl over the Niners, -127 on the money line. The total is 53.5. Wow. So I think I saw where it started at 52, now up to 53.5. And of course, a big day in the NBA when we look at the Parks app. The Sixers are they're a dog today, Tunis. How about that? Brooklyn -2.5 over the Sixers. Revenge for Brooklyn, but the Sixers are a dog. Big week for the Sixers because they got Toronto Wednesday and the Lakers on Saturday here. But everything you need, the Parks Casino is right there, man. That sports book is brand new. It's beautiful, great place to hang. And again, you can check it out online or on the app, and you get a free $500 credit to your account. Just go use promo code QB500. That's the promo code, the 444 code, QB, like quarterback, 500, and get your $500 credit. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, it's funny because every one of those playoffs games, you always think about the Eagles and you miss their presence. You know? Did you have that?
Yeah, I was wearing Eagles gear yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would look at my shirt when I'd spill something on me and I'd be like, oh, there's that team that's not playing today.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we do get a little spoiled. And, you're expecting a run. Like it's funny because last year we had the unexpected run that lasts two playoff games. It ends with the Alshon drop. And this year it felt like we didn't even have a playoff game because of the Carson injury. That's what it felt like.
It was a middle finger from the sports gods.
Yeah. Well,
so I like that. It's kind of
payback.
It's going to turn to good stuff now.
Or you can call it payback.
That's true.
You know, one or the other.
Now we got.
Somebody said this, and I actually want to bring this up, and I'm going to give you guys the Monday five, the weekend five, in just a second. But somebody brought this up to me and said that we're going to have the Super Bowl curse. That, and I really do not want to believe in this, and thus I don't. But that we're going to have the 10 years because of bad luck, because the Super Bowl year was so unexpected. And they identified the super curse. Now, I don't believe in the super curse.
So 10 years of bad luck or 10 years of bad play? So bad luck where your heart's ripped out of you.
This year was kind of bad luck, wasn't it?
Yeah, and last year. Last year was too. Alshon dropping that catch.
Right. So they call it the super curse.
We're only through 2 years.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe it. And they say the super curse goes to all teams.
So the quadruple doink.
But I mean, I don't believe that.
John Milton not wanting to go above the luxury tax.
Do you give it any merit?
I do believe in the sports gods. I don't know about a 10-year super curse, but I can see the last 2 years being a part of what happened 2 years ago. Like, I could see Alshon Jeffrey dropping that to sports god saying, hey, listen, we gave you your shot. And, you know, here you go. Alshon's not going to catch this ball. Game over. Like, look in New Orleans. New Orleans, they give the middle finger to the sports gods every single year. They bitch and complain when things don't go their way, and that's why they can't ever go past the next level.
I don't know. I mean, you know, again, they won. They won Katrina that year.
Yes.
And they haven't won since.
Well, they haven't won since, but the last couple of seasons, the fake parades.
And they've been dynamic. And they've been upset, right? I don't know. I don't believe in the super curse, but you know, some people do.
Just think about what's happened to them. They had the Minnesota Miracle, the no call last year, and then this past playoff game, even though I don't think it was an egregious push off, but the push off against Kyle Rudolph.
I know. No, they've had their share of rotten. It's almost like, well, all right, you got taken care of the Katrina year, yes. So now you got to go back. Now you're out. I hope that's not the case, that we got taken care of in 17 and that's that.
No, I don't believe it's going to be going until 2027.
I don't believe it either, but, you know, again, that's what some do. People are tagging me with that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to give you the Weekend 5 coming up shortly. Brian and, it's Avalon Brian. AB gets it started. What's up, my brother?
What's up, Anthony and Andrew? Listen, cuz, I love you. I've been talking to you for almost 20 years. You got to stop. That sweatshirt needs to get burned.
Chiefs.
Put it out in the fire, okay? You got a fire pit in your place or one of your buddy's places, your boy's garage, wherever you go to hang out and watch the games. I've heard you tell that story. Go put it in the fire pit. You cannot wear that. You're going to hang out at Big Charlie's? Come on, cuz.
Big Charlie's.
What are you doing to me?
But let me ask you a question. So so you think that's a violation? Any team, if you know it was a Cowboys or Giants, like I'm with you. But Eagles are done playing, and I can't even support my boy. No,
nope. Listen,
and honestly, I wore it less as a statement and more because it was called out.
You got plenty of sweaters and other things in that house. You got 250 South Philly sweatsuits, guys. Yeah. Come on, man.
So listen, it's a violation?
It's a violation. Stone, listen, I'm a Villanova basketball fan from living here, and I went to Penn State. I'm not wearing any Villanova gear, ever. Won't happen.
Well, I wouldn't fault you.
You can't do it.
I mean, that falls within the 4-for-4 jurisdiction, though. I mean, obviously, the Chiefs don't.
If you send your little hat and you want to put it in the office on the shelf, I'm down with that. But walking around with it, you left the house, too, right?
Yeah. I'm with the coach basketball. Yeah. No, you're right. No, listen, I'm guilty.
It's rough. Now, that said, I am rooting for them. I thought about it. I thought hard about it. I was like, do I want to root for them? I do want to see Big Red get his Spagnuolo. Wiz is on the team. Be cool to have the Kelsey brother. So I don't know that I shouldn't say rooting, but I'd rather them win.
Than the Niners?
The Niners. Yeah. I won't celebrate if they do unless I put a couple ducats on it, but, you know.
So, but beyond that, it's funny because, like, I understand if the Eagles hadn't won and we hadn't had that success, I would understand not wanting Reed to win. But now, because you win, shouldn't you be magnanimous?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, you're right. But truth be told, I'd push back to the Rams. I didn't want Dick Vermeil to win the Super Bowl. And I know that's sacrilege around here. I didn't root for him. He left us. He left us high and dry. I wanted no part to seeing him win a Super Bowl.
That's interesting. I accept the violation, and it's fascinating. It's funny, just on the text board, I'll throw to you, AB. Jim from the Palm says, this is the same thing as the South Philly Blues fans. Go Niners.
Absolutely. You know what? That's bad, too. Listen, my nephew's in Jax. He's in that club. And same thing. I was like, I don't think so, man. I just couldn't be down with it.
All right. I accept that. Thank you, AB. You know, I appreciate your input.
All right, brother.
Take it easy.
It's not the same as the Blues thing.
No?
It's not even close. You're not going to watch parties, right? You're not probably painting something on. You didn't even buy the gear. People bought blue shirts.
No, but he's talking about, forget about me. It's not about me. I accept the violation, whatever. But this is different. The idea of rooting for the Chiefs.
Every year I have a rooting interest. At least I try to find one.
Are you rooting for Reed, for Andy Reid?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, I think the guy deserves it. This is his second Super Bowl. He's been to 7 conference championship games, 5 of which were with Eagles.
Just from a human standpoint, like just from you look at another human being and you're a sports fan and you realize how close the guy is and how long he's been doing it, you know. And obviously, he was here for so long.
And notice, I didn't even lead with the Eagles. I said, second Super Bowl, 7 conference championships. He deserves the win. Plus, 5 of those were with your Eagles.
Well, just from a sheer, like, hey, you know, the dude. Just
needs a break.
Right. Like, you and me, like, you root for the guy that needs a little justice his way.
Win or lose, he's a Hall of Fame head coach, in my opinion. But if he wins Super Bowl 54, it's easy. It's not even a question. He's going in.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's blues worthy. That was way too much. They were buying gear. Nobody here is buying. I'm not buying a Chiefs sweatshirt.
I hear you.
I do have a Priest Holmes jersey from when I was a kid.
That's different.
Should I bust out the? He was my childhood hero as a kid.
No, that's all right.
Should I bust out the Priest Holmes jersey this weekend or next week?
No, that's probably tight on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Actually, no. It's huge.
Oh, really?
I think I can fit in it, yeah.
You can fit in it?
I bought the jerseys big when I was a kid so that I could have it forever.
Oh, okay.
Forward thinking from a little.
Yeah,
little
I mean, but, you know, after a while, you're really not going to wear the same jersey you wore right. 20 years prior, right?
Yeah, the numbers are falling off.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Here's your weekend 5. Now, the best answers, now, as voted on by Chunis, the best answers. Whoever gives you the best gets a $100 gift certificate to gift card from Primo's. All right? Here we go. Give me the best and the worst of the sports weekend. Question number 2. How far are the Eagles? Question number 3. And this is off of the baseball cheating scandal. You are Chief Justice in sports. And you can right any wrong. You can launch an investigation. You can do whatever you want because you're the Chief Justice. What's your first aim of business? Question number 4. This is the Andy Reid question. Somebody who left us, whom you still hate, or love, but he's had to leave us at some point during his career. And number 5 of the weekend 5, Curb Your Enthusiasm is back. It's one of my favorite shows. I purposely did not see it last night. I'm waiting to watch it. But it's one of my favorite shows. Give me your 5 favorite comedies. Does it make your top 5? There's your weekend 5. Let's go to DJ and Penn Salk, and you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. DJ.
What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Andrew?
What's up, Barty?
Not much. So I got a violation for you, too, when I'm done. But I don't think the Eagles are really that far off, honestly. I mean, even the year we won the Super Bowl, our defense wasn't that good. The strength of our defense was that D-line. So I think if you can build that defensive line back up, get Malik Jackson back, you know, draft a couple corners, maybe sign a guy. You know, I think that defense can really be a lot better than it was this year. Obviously, you know, the issues at receiver. Because even on the offense, I think that's the only position they really need to fill, because the offensive line is set, the tight ends, the running backs. You know, Carson continue to build on what he did. Honestly, I think they can be right back there next year. And that's why when I called you after the Seahawks game, I'm like, I felt better against Green Bay because I felt we can run the ball on them just like 49ers did last.
Yes, yeah. And look, that's what they did that short week, remember? That I referenced earlier. Yeah, I mean, they ran all over them.
Now, they probably would have got beat by, you know, the 49ers. I think they're just better. But they wouldn't have ran the ball on the Eagles the way they did the Packers last week or this week. So I just really think we're like right there with them personally. I do.
So here's the thing. When you judge the Eagles for the Niners, they have... I think their defense is markedly better. right? So their linebackers are 10 times better than the Eagles linebackers, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have Richard Sherman, right? So mm-hmm. their corners are better. And even if you said that Nick Bosa in that front, which I think is really good, is a wash or a push with the Eagles, the back seven's still much better than the Eagles.
Then I agree.
On offense, the receivers, I mean, Deebo Samuel's nasty, right? Like, he's...
Yeah.
Kittle is a wash with Ertz. And then you got Emmanuel Sanders. So if you're looking at, you need a great receiver and two pieces on defense to come close to them. Would you agree?
I'll probably say two receivers. Yeah, two corners. Yeah,
you know, and you need a linebacker too. You need.
Yeah, but you know what?
Like, here's the thing:
they're not going to draft do anything there.
No, I agree with you. But I guess when I'm judging this team, they need some more playmakers on defense. You got one right now, right?
Right.
You need more than one playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of draft picks, but I think Malik Jackson will definitely help that pass rush. I really do. And what do you think about moving Maddox back at safety?
Yeah, I think that's in the plans.
Yeah, and then you sign a corner, then you draft another corner.
Right.
I think that secondary looks a lot different next year. LeBlanc in the slot, then you probably got to draft that end.
What are you going to do with Malcolm?
I would resign him.
Yeah.
You don't have a backup plan.
You need more stability. That's why I think you need to sign him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and then maybe you draft a safety this offseason to kind of groom.
Oh, that's a lot of drafting right there.
It is, but I would probably spend.
It's hard to hit on all those picks.
I would spend my first two picks on receivers personally. I know they probably won't do that, but I would go.
See, the beauty is, I'm with you. Like, I would draft two receivers, but I'm with you with the first round, and then I would draft another one later on because there's a lot of great depth at receivers. So I think you can get away with, you know, first round and third or fourth round.
That's true. I just think with the 49ers, I'm not a strong believer in Garoppolo. Like, I think he's a good quarterback, but I think if you put him in a pressure situation,
I agree.
He's a different quarterback because he's turned the ball over a lot, especially early in the year when he had to play.
Yeah, I think he's good, but I don't think he's anywhere near like top five of the young quarterbacks. I agree with you. I'm with you. Good call, DJ. Thanks, brother. What's your violation?
Oh, back on with your jersey, boys and men wearing San Fran jersey yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I missed it.
I'm like, you just wear no jersey. Why you got to wear a San Fran jersey? No jersey at all.
Yeah, that's not cool. I agree. I'm with you. Thanks, brother. I know you're doing it there. But all of a sudden, you're, Niner guys.
The check cleared. I'm sure they're fine with it.
Yeah.
They don't care about their clout.
Yeah, it's true.
They look at their bank account. They go, what clout?
Yeah.
Bleep pride. By the way, is this are you concerned at all that the Eagles offensive coordinator job doesn't seem appetizing for people?
No.
You ever, USC offensive coordinator Graham Harrell?
Yeah,
He just turned down the job. He's going to stay at USC.
They're going to be really good.
But it's more and more names. And I think, obviously, the biggest reason is because you're not going to be calling plays. Because Doug's not going to give that up.
Well, yes. I mean, if you're an offensive coach and you're a highly sought-after offensive coach, you want to go to a place where you have more say on the offense than work for an offensive guy. Right?
Right. But it's just more and more names.
Well, that's why I keep going back. Now, I got to find out what this situation is. I meant to do it over the weekend because who I want.
Caldwell.
Yep. Now, I don't know about the health thing. Shefty said his health was a little iffy, but I still think he's the perfect guy, like a veteran guy that's more collaborative with Doug. Not a young dude that's looking to
make a name for himself, take the league by storm.
Exactly. Yeah,
but it is a concern, the health thing. I mean, it was brought up by Shefty. You're right.
But again, I don't know. I don't know what the Eagles' level of interest is either. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. I don't know. Would you judge the Eagles by the Niners? Where are they? How far are they? That's the question number two of the weekend five. You want to answer it? We got some open lines, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the Tunis. All great teams have that go-to guy, right? Well, when it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpolis Bakery and Deli, they're my go-to guys. Amazing. Man, that's amazing. Like that tomato pie, you walk into the bakery, because we do some shows, and we were in the Norristown location. You walk in, it's the first thing you smell. It just carries you away. The fresh baked tomato pie with the tomatoes and the bread baking and the incredible olive oil, the basil. It's amazing. Listen, since 1924, the Corpolis family has dedicated their entire lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. And the beauty of the tomato pie is you can eat it three different ways. You get it cold, like the Tunis, room temperature, or hot, the way I like it. Now eat it any way you want. They got four locations for your convenience, Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. You can also have your event catered by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. Your guests can be talking about how good the food was. Perfect for any gathering, and the desserts are ridiculous. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpolis Bakery and Deli are my go-to guys. See more at CorpolisBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ah, 10:51. Cuz Radio with the Tunis hanging out with you. So here's the deal. So our good friends from NBC 10 are in. Everybody wants to know how Philadelphia feels about Andy. Are we rooting for Andy? Are we rooting against him? What's our feeling on the text board? How about this? Tasty Cake Dom says, Andy is an Eagle for life. Therefore, we should root for him and support him. That he is an Eagle for life. Now, that's an interesting take. Is he an Eagle for life in your eyes?
Yes. So much success in Philadelphia. And five conference championships.
And in many ways, he's the one that brought you the Super Bowl ultimately, right?
Well, yeah, because like, coaching tree.
But he also turned around the franchise. Remember, the franchise, when Jeffrey Lurie buys the franchise, it's in disarray. Kotite, Ray Rhodes. I mean, it really was kind of an aimless franchise.
Stadium wasn't selling out at the time.
Right.
Not sure.
So, and the worst year of all was 1998, the year before Andy gets here. Ray Rhodes' last year, they were horrible that year. Terrible. It's one of the reasons why they had a top pick and drafted Donovan McNabb. But when he comes in 1999, he does change the course of the franchise. I don't know. Is there a debt of gratitude there?
Yes. We should be grateful of Andy Reid. He's going to be a Hall of Fame head coach, even if he loses on January or February 2nd. He's going to be a Hall of Fame head coach. And the majority of his wins are coming through his time in Philadelphia.
Right.
Now, I get it. If he wins the Super Bowl, people might consider him more of a Chiefs coach than an Eagles coach because he won the big game in Kansas City. But in my eyes, he's an Eagle for life. I don't get the hate.
Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, since they're in here, I'll just make add to the informal poll. I'm rooting for KC, not for Andy. I mean, they're a lot of fun. I support Andy. I'm not against him because we won and we've been successful since he left, you know, with dog the last 3 years. So I'm on the bandwagon, but I'm not rooting because it's Andy. I'm rooting more because Andy's there and the team's fun to watch. I mean, his talent is amazing. So
okay,
that's it.
Fair, fair.
And did you the Friday daily number? Did you box that or play it straight? Because you hit that.
The Ben over
KC plus.
I
mean, minus, and then you went two favorites at home.
Yeah, I liked
Ben over 16.
Yes, it was a good Friday for us.
Yeah,
because I like both favorites. I like the over, and I like the over Ben.
All right, so I'm gonna give you your daily five. Ready?
Yep.
The best thing of the weekend, which is kind of the weekend plus two games before that, is Ben going plus 20 four games in a row and getting 3 out of 4 wins. That's the best part of the weekend.
Like
Friday.
Yeah,
Texas won Friday with 20. They won Saturday with over 20. Okay, so the next thing is, I think the Eagles they're the number one team in tier two. So tier one right now is San Fran, New Orleans. I'm still afraid of New Orleans.
Okay.
They're so potent, you know, that brain.
Although, Breeze, another year, I don't know.
He looked a little slow. He looked like his brain wasn't churning as fast. But at the end of the day, he's, you know, in one game situation, you know, we saw him come to Philly and beat us. So
all right.
He's still a little dangerous. So we're number one team in tier two. The first thing I would investigate right now is the Pats all over again. First of all, for the Cincinnati videotaping that happened 3-4 weeks ago. For the fiasco, our Super Bowl, the Rams Super Bowl, all the other videotaping that they just kind of brushed under the rug. I would reopen that, reinvestigate that, put everybody on a lie detector test, and have them tell the truth.
I like it because remember the commissioner then, Goodell, destroyed the tapes at Spygate. Yes, well, I agree.
If we knew that, because the year before there was inkling.
Right, no, and then the Cincinnati thing this year. Yeah, I agree.
He might have won here. They might have won that second half. They might have won that second half.
Yeah.
And then we feel different about Andy. Now, the thing I still despise, and I love doing it, Chip Kelly, UCLA, Chip Kelly at San Fran, Chip Kelly just failing.
Chip Kelly's great hate. I agree. That's a good one. That's a great one.
And top five comedies?
Yes.
I'm out, Andy. I'm just out. I'm not a comedy dude.
Like I'm not either, I like Curb. So
right. So listen, this is sad. I watched a couple episodes of Curb. I like it, but I just haven't watched it. I've not watched one Entourage. I've not watched one Office Space. The only thing the last serious comedy I've got into was with Seinfeld 20 years ago.
Wow.
You know, I don't go search.
I don't either, but you're even worse than me, Nikki. Great stuff.
I'm worse than you.
You are. I actually respect that. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Oh, sorry, buddy. I appreciate that. What's the poll of the day? Andy Reid centric poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today.
You can find us on our Twitter account at 975middays. The question is simple. Are you happy for Andy Reid? But the three options, yes. Now go win a Super Bowl is option one. Yes, now go lose the Super Bowl is option two. And option three is no, I root against him. Good thing is the majority of the votes, 89% say yes, now go win a Super Bowl. That's 89%. 6% yes, now go lose the Super Bowl. And 5% no, I root against him.
Well, I'm surprised it's that heavily in favor of him.
Well, you know what? I did a show yesterday.
My cousin tells me, and he knows that I'm an Andy guy. I know Andy really well. So, but it's different. But my cousin goes, happy for Spags, not so much for Andy. I was like, wow.
And I did a show yesterday morning. And yes. I asked it, like, at one point in the show. I was like, so are people, like, rooting for him? Because I am.
Right.
And a lot of people called in and said no. So I wonder now that he's there. Right now that they finally got over that hump of the AFC Championship game and got to the Super Bowl, maybe now people are like, all right, fine. Just go win so we can stop having this conversation.
There's more, you know what, ambivalence, and they're annoyed by the story, maybe. Like the fact that he's garnering so much national attention.
That could be it.
Listen, we're going to be at the forefront of the Super Bowl coverage. Remember, him in the Super Bowl, Philadelphia becomes a story.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a huge piece on him. Several national guys, big pieces on Andy Reid. And he spent so much of his life here. And you know what the narrative's going to be when they did, over the next 2 weeks of Super Bowl hype, and they're doing their big Andy Reid pieces. What's the narrative?
They ran him out of Philly.
Right. They didn't appreciate him.
That's what Colin Cowherd's still been doing that for a couple of years now. So, you know, that's going to be one of his main things.
Of course.
They didn't appreciate him in
Philly. That's going to be the Super Bowl narrative. We're going to be a part of it.
And it's going to be forgotten that the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017.
Well, but we're going to be a part of the story because he spent the lion's share of his career here.